Bedinor mekarkoi kamiflagi. Machlaiki says after the second first one collects. So we say there has to be some money left over. What chat money has to be left over? Does it have to dafke be karka, or could it even be metaltlin? That ma sava mekarkoi in metaltli loy. That an akamol is only if there's karka left over. But if just metaltlin utensil something movable, that's not called left over. Yerusha is not enough on that. Even if just a dinner's worth of metaltlim was left over, that would also be enough. So that's the machlokes here. How much money has to be left over to be a shem yerusha? Does it have to be dafka to karka, or is it enough to be metaltlim? For the Gemara, mi matzis armat hochi, is it true that you can say like this, that Reb Shimon says even for metaltlim it's enough? For Yotzanam we learned, The next Mishnah says clearly, Reb Shimon Einer, Afilu yeshom nechosim shen lemachrayis, Einem klum, Achil shom nechosim shen lemachrayis, Yois rabbeis ksubas dinner. Reb Shimon says clearly, that there's a dinner of ksubas bona dichrin, is after the kids, Yash and the mother's ksuba, there's still some money left over. And what has to be left over? A dinner's worth of karka. So you see clearly, according to Reb Shimon, you have to have a dinner's worth of karka. It's not enough metaltlin. So you can't say, Osta Machloikis says, is metaltlim enough? So Reb Shimon is the one that says, yes, even if there's only a dinner's worth of metaltlim, that's also enough. So if so, what's the Machloikis then? Ella, it's like this. Elohocha bedinor mishabdi kamiflagi. Machloikis says, if there's a dinner left over, that's mishabodim, the father, they don't have it yet, but it's from mishabodim, people owe it to the father. That Yerusha has to take place, that has to be B'nei Chorin. That has to be property the father has right now, left over after the Yash and the Ksuba. That's called enough to make a Yerusha of a Bona Dichrin. But if you only have Mishabodim, what they're going to collect later, that's not enough. Or Masav Rav Shimon holds, even if it's only Mishabodim, it has to be Karka, true. But even though the Karka is not around yet, they still have to collect it yet. That's also enough to say there'll be Ksubas Bona Dichrin. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, Reb Shimon Oimer, Im Yesha Moise Dinner, what does Reb Shimon say? If there is a Moise Dinner, he should have said rather, Kivon Shi Yesha Moise Dinner Mi Boilei, since there is a Moise Dinner left over. The Rashi says, since we say now the Machloki says that there is a dinner left over, but it's only Mishubit. So they should have said Reb Shimon like it's being Meklin saying, since there is a dinner left over, even though it's only from a Shabbatim, that's also enough. So Reb Shimon should have said, Im Yesha Maisa dinner, why did he say that Lashon? He should have said, Kivan Shi Yesha Maisa dinner Miburlei. So Mashma, that's not the Machloikis. From his Elo, the Machloikis is, the Porkos Medina Kemiflagi. If it's enough time, less than a dinner left over. Masava dinner in Porkos Medina Loi, that's the Tanakama. Who Masav Reb Shimon holds, Afilu Porkos Medina. Even if only less than a dinner is left over of karka, that's also enough to say these Yerusha taking place. For the Gemara, no, the next Mishnah says clearly, for Reb Shimon, dinner kamar. Reb Shimon himself later says clearly, you have to have a dinner of karka left over. Maybe you want to say, change it around. For the Gemara, that does not to change around in the Mishnah, because Tanakama de Mastisa Nami dinner kamar. Both the Tanakama also agrees you have to have a dinner. So only Machlokes in the Mishnah, is it enough to have metaltlim or you dafka need karka? But they both say you have to have a dinner. So how could you say somebody says here even less than a dinner is also enough? So Gemara says, Elo ki hanech trei lishne kamoi v'yepech. So while we're going back to the first teretz, that the Machlokes says you need a dinner, but does a dinner have to be from karka, or could the dinner even be from mishabdi? Rashi says v'yepech means to rich tovacha kama tanakama boyim b'neil shorishenim gamem noitling subasimon mishum tenai bon dichrin. Change it around. Tanakama is the one that says yes, they could collect. It's enough for mishabodim. And Reb Shimon is the one that says no. That says that you have to have a yoisa dinner mikarka from b'nei chur and not from mishabodim. So change it around in this price, and everything would come out. But again, everybody agrees. There is a loch of ksubas bona dichrin, even only there's only from one mother, not from the other mother. The other machlokes is the extra dinner left over. Does it have to be bedavka from a taltlim, or even from a taltlim, or else no, davka from karka? Now this the Gemara says, Oma Mazutra, Mishmed, Rapopo, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? And Echnami, that Achas, Bechaye, Viachas, the Moisoi, Yeshlem, Ksubas, Bona, Dichrin. There is such a halacha like that, that in the case where the husband's first wife died, then the husband died by the second wife, halacha is, after the second wife collects the Ksuba, the first kids do collect their mother's Ksuba. And the Wadin, Ksuba, Nasis, Moisla, Chaverta. Who Adin, when they collect the first mother, the first second wife, collects the ksuba, now the first kids have a right to get the ksuba's bona dichrin, even though there'll be no more money left over. Because since they first gave away the terrace of Al Khaid, the first one's ksuba, that's called the Yerusha, took place already. So more said like this. Bishleim yashmin achas bechaye v'yachas b'moisei yeshlam ksuba's bona dichrin. Who would have just heard that chiddush? That there is a ksuba's bona dichrin. V'lo yashmin, and you would not have taught us that ksuba nasl moisla chaverta. You wouldn't have taught us the second chiddush, that even in a case where there's no extra money left over later, still the first kids have right to collect the ksuba. Since they paid up for second one's ksuba, I would have thought, eika moisla dinner in, iloiloi, without the second chiddush, I wouldn't know it. I would have thought to say no, even though the first ones collect their mother's ksuba, but only if afterwards there's still some money left over. But if there's no money left over afterwards, maybe they don't collect it. Elo, but now that you're teaching me, elo lishaminan ksuba nasas maisla chaverta. Once you teach me the second kiddush, that when you have the second wife collects the ksuba, and then the first kids collect the ksuba's bona dichrin, even though there's no leftover money, still it's good. Because the fact they paid up also Baal Chayiv the first Ksuba, it's called Yerusha took place. If you just tell me that Chiddush for no Yadan, I would also automatically know. Why? Mishum, because the Yachas Bechayiv, the Yachas Bemoisai, Yeshtam Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. Because automatically I would know this halacha. That in the case where the first one died first, and then the second one, and then the second one was alive when the husband died, that the first kids do collect the Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. Because if they don't collect the ksuba's bona dichrin, what are you telling me that the fact that paying the second one's ksuba is called a meiser for the ksuba's bona dichrin? The verse says like this. Iyashmin and Hachav, I would have just thought like they taught you the second in. Havamin, I would have thought. Kagoin shenosa shalash noshim. I would have just told you paying up the ksuba is considered a meiser for the bona dichrin. I would have thought that in a case where the man had three wives. Umeisu shtayin b'chayiv. And first, the first two wives died when he was still alive. So now the two pair of kids are getting the ksubas bona dichrin. V'yachas the moisa, then the husband died, and then the third wife died. V'ach the mayis v'yachas misina, the third wife that died later, you led this mekeva, all she had was just girls. So therefore, that's mekeva see. For lav bas yerushi, they don't have any yerushi at all. So therefore, who yashins there? The kids of the first two wives. Since those two wives, those kids are both collecting ksubas bona dichrin, that's why it's called there'll be no machlekesin, that's why there's the ksubas bona dichrin. And then the chiddush is, even though there's no money left over later, but since first they have to pay the ksuba of the third wife, that's called Yerusha took place. Ava, but I would have thought that in the case of only two wives, that achas b'chaya, first one wife died, v'yachas b'moisa, then the husband died before the second one, Vihor Deliacha Misile Bezocher, where both of them had boys, he aim a lechesh and suye. I would have thought then, since there are two boys to Yashin, if you told me that the first boy could Yashin his mother's ksuba more than the second one, maybe there would be machlokes and fights there, and I would think there's no ksubas bona dichrin. Kamash Malon, that's what I had to teach you. He had to tell us both Chedushim here that no, we're not afraid for fighting, even in a case where there's only two wives, still there is a ksubas bona dichrin. And who are then, there's always the halacha that when they pay up a ksuba, and then the kids get the ksuba's bona dichrin, we look as if Yerusha took place already. So you do not have to have any extra money left over after the ksuba's bona dichrin. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph. Yeah. Here, the more again, so say a little before. Amma Ma Zutra. From one third down. Amma Zutra, Mishmed Rav Popo, Hilchasa, what's the maskana, what's the halacha? Tarachas Bechayev, Yachas Bemoiso, Yechlam Ksubas Bona Dichrin. In a case where a man had one wife, and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died, so halacha is that the second wife collects a Ksuba B'Teres Abal Chayiv. Still, the kids of the first wife have a right to collect the Ksubas Bona Dichrin. and we're not afraid they'll come to have arguments, like we learned before. Invite the second Chiddush Osla Locher is, Uksuba Nases Moisa Lechaberta. That even though by Ksuba's Banadirchun, we'll see, we had the Mishnah before, we'll see the next Mishnah also, that it's only if after the two sons take their mother's Ksuba, there's a dinar left over, there has to be some money left over. But in the case here where the second wife collects a Ksuba, but Teres Abal Chayiv, the money that she collects is called a Noiser, it's called like there was a Yerusha. And then when the first kids collect their mother's Ksuba's Banadichrin, even though there's no money left over, it's okay. Now the Gemara asks, what do you have to say both these memories for? Vishlei mitzgud, iyashrimin, if you would have just let us hear, tarachas b'chayiv, v'yachas b'moysoi, yeshlem ksubas bonadichrin, if you would have just let us hear that chiddush, that even though there's only one son collecting his mother's ksubas bonadichrin, still we're not afraid of fighting of it lansuyei, v'lo yashrimin, and he wouldn't have let us hear the second chiddush. That ksuba nasas moisla chaverto, that the fact the kids paid off the second wife's ksuba, that's called noisa for bon and dichrin. Have a mean, I would have thought. Iyika moisla dinner, if there is a leftover money, in, it would be good. Ilai lai, if there wouldn't be any leftover money, no good. So that's why I have to hear the second chiddush also. Ela but, the question is, lishaminim, let us just, he should have just told us, that ksuba nasis moisla chaverta. That in a case like the case of our Mishnah, where he had one wife and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died, so lochari is the second wife has a right to collect the ksuba. Because when the husband dies first, that's the din she collects the ksuba. So when she collects the ksuba, that's called nasa moiser. Now the first kid from the first of the first wife, when she died, there was no ksuba then. Just as Alokha now, tonight Ksuba, that when the husband dies, her children have a right to collect Ksuba's Bonadichrin. So they have a right to collect it. So Kashrut, let him just say the second Kiddush. V'yanoyadan, I automatically would know then, why? Mishrim diyachas b'chayiv, yachas b'moysa yeshlam, Ksuba's Bonadichrin. I would automatically know this first Alokha. That in the case where only one kid is coming to collect his mother's Ksuba, and the other kids don't collect, we're not afraid to come to fight? Like once we hear the second Kiddush, I automatically know the first Kiddush. So the question was, you have to say both Kiddush reform, let him just say the second Kiddush. That when in this case, the second wife, when she collects her ksuba, that's called like Yerusha took place. Therefore the kids are paying off her ksuba. Now when the first kids come and collect the bon and dichrin, even though there's no money left over, still it's okay. Samara says, no, we have to have both Kiddushim. If we would have just heard the second Kiddush, Havamin, I would have thought like this. When do I say that a ksuba is nasa moiser? I would have thought kigoyin in the case, shenosa shaloi shenoshim. It could be with a man married three wives. And it was like this. Umeisu shteyim b'chayiv. His first two wives died when he was still alive. So since they died first, really there's no ksuba. If the wife dies first, she doesn't collect the ksuba. There's only the Tanai that later when the husband dies, then her kids have a right, but when they're yashning their father, the kids of those two wives have a right to say, we want to collect our mother's ksuba. That's called ksuba's bonadichrin. So here that the first two wives died, those two kids have a right later after the husband dies to collect their mother's ksuba. Now the third wife, v'yechad b'moysay, the third wife, true, first the husband died, and then the third wife died. So the third wife, she has a right to collect her ksuba, because when her husband dies first, that's the halacha. Either when the husband gives his wife a get, or else if the husband dies first, that's when she collects the ksuba. Now, what the case was, this third wife, that she died after he died, Yoledes Nekeva, he. All that she had was just girls, she didn't have any boys. Therefore, Velas Bas Yerushi, there's no Yerusha because of the girl. Therefore, in this case, it's very good why there is a ksubas bonavichrin. Because who are the boys of the first two wives? And both those boys now are both coming to collect the ksubas bonavichrin of their mothers. So maybe in such a case, since both of them are collecting, they were not afraid they will fight. But even though after both collect, there's not a penny left over, still is good, since first they had to pay off the third wife, her ksuba. So if I would have just heard that chiddush, I would not know the first halacha. Ava, but what's going to be in a case of achas bechayiv yachas b'moisoi, where there are only two wives, and first the first wife died. True, she had boys, and then the husband died. So now the second wife collects the ksuba. And now if the first kids want to collect their mother's ksuba, bona dichrin, l'chura, we should be afraid to come to fight? V'hod li'acha misa, yuled the zochari. Aim, I would have said in such a case, lechesh l'nsuyei, maybe I'm afraid they'll come to fight. And since both wives here had kids, and you're telling me now only the first wife's kids has a right to collect b'teres Yerusha, their mother's ksuba. But the second kid doesn't collect b'teres Yerusha. True, they collect b'teres b'achayv, they collect their mother's ksuba, but not as bona dichrin. So here I would have thought maybe you do not say ksubas bona dichrin. Chamash malon, that's a chiddush halacha. No, even in this case where there are only two wives, and they will be fighting, still we're not afraid about it. Still, the first kids have a right to collect their mother's ksubas bona dichrin. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shehoyu noshu shtei noshim. A man was married to two wives, umesu, and they both died first before him. So at the time when the two wives died, there's no ksuba. They don't have a right to collect the ksuba if the wife dies first. The yachakach mesu. Then the husband died. So now it's chala din Yerusha, that all the boys come and collect Yerusha, the father. The yosim mevakshin ksubas iman. Now there's a tanai ksuba now that the boys from these two wives, each one has a right to collect the ksuba that their mother first brought in within the dunya. Now, v'yein shor melech shtei ksubas, let's say though, there's only enough money that the father left over to pay for these two ksubas, that's the halacha chokin b'shova. Then there's no halacha that the kids collect their mother's ksuba specially, but rather they divide equally the Yerusha. But what's going to be in a case? Ho yishor moisa dinu, let's say even after these two kids take the mother's ksuba, the nafkumina is one wife brought in $1,000, and one wife only brought in 500. So let's say the father left over $1,600. So therefore, these kids collect, get b'teres Yerusha, their mother's ksuba, $1,000. And the second kids get their mother's ksuba, only $500. And the extra $100, that now they divide up equally b'teres Yerusha. So that's what I'm saying. Ho yeshua moisa dinu. Let's say after the two kids will collect their mother's ksuba, there is still going to be some money left over that the father left over. Then that's talocha. Eilu noitlen ksuba simon. These kids have a right now, b'teresi Yerusha, to yarshin the money that their mother was supposed to get in haksuba. V'yeilu noitlen ksuba simon. And the other kids from the second wife, they collect the ksuba their mother was supposed to get, how much was written inside the ksuba, was all the nadunya, all the presents that she first brought in. That's the halacha. This is the classical case of ksubas bona dichrin, where you had two wives, and both wives died first, and then the husband died. So now when the kids come to yashin their father, in a case where there's a lot of money left over to have the Yerusha on, so we say before they start yashining, first they take their mother's ksuba, and each one first collects how much it says in their mother's ksuba, the Torah of Yerusha. And we have before that at the corner of the Rabbonin, in order that the father-in-law at the beginning should give a big present to his daughter when she first gets married, because like this, the money will stay with her kids. So first her kids take the money that it says in the ksuba, and then the leftover money, they yarshin equally. What about Im Omru, let's say there's only enough money for the two ksubas. So then the Reish of the Mishnah says, nothing doing. Then we don't give each kid his mother's ksuba, because then there won't be any din Yerusha. But rather we divide the money equally. But what's going to be now if the kids that deserve the bigger portion, their mother's ksuba was bigger, they should become smart. What's going to be Im Omru? They're going to tell us, Im Omru Yisoymin, if the kids from the mother that has the bigger ksuba, that they want to collect the money. So what's going to be, if they're going to be smart and say, Anachnu malim anichse yavinu yofedinu. They're true, our father left over two fields. And really these two fields are only worth $1,500. So since one ksuba is $1,000, and the other ksuba is $500, if the two kids will divide up the ksuba, there'll be no money left over. So we say nothing doing. There has to be a din Yerusha. So we say the kids don't get separately their mother's ksuba, but rather they divide equally this $1,500. What's going to be now if the kids that deserve more money, they're going to say like this, One field, you think it's only worth $1,000. To us, we'll make believe as if it's worth $1,100. So it comes out the father left over two fields. One field is really only worth $1,000, and the other one only worth $500. So really it's only $1,500. But these kids will say, you know what, to us, we're going to make this field worth $1,100. So if you'll say $1,100 and $500, is going to be $1,600. So then there'll be enough money there to make a chalukah first for the ksubas bana dichrin. First, each kid will take separately the ksuba of their mother. One will take $1,000, one will take $500, and there'll still be $100 left over. So Mishnah says, no, they can't do that. And Shem Lahan, we don't listen to them. Rather, Bezdin has to go down and see exactly how much these fields are worth. And if it comes out that the fields are only worth $1,500, that together it's only worth $1,500, so if so, there's no din, if there would be ksubas bana dichrin, there'd be no money left over for the two kids to yashin their father, so we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rather, the two kids yashin equally $750 apiece. What about hoyushom nechosim bero? Let's say there's nechosim there. Bero means that the father didn't collect yet, but people owe it to the father. When their father died, there's a certain amount of property that he has. That's called b'nei chayrin, what he has right now. Ro means what people owe him. Let's say people owe him a lot of fields. Still we say, ain't a kiva muchzik. It's not similar like the father has it right now. Therefore, if the kids want to take their mother's ksuba, there has to be on hand right now what their father leaves over, enough property to say there'll be more money than these two ksubas are worth. But if there's enough money only for these two ksubas, then we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rabbi Shimon says a big chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yeshom nechosim shein lehem achrayis. Even though the father left over a lot of metaltalim, nechosim is property shein lehem achrayis. Achrayis means you're not for sure going to get it. There is not property, not karka, not land. He left over utensils. Even if the father left over a lot of utensils, movable things, Einam klum, we don't care about those things. In other words, ad sheyiyu shom nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayis, yeser al shtei haksubas dinar. He holds that this yisoy that you get ksubas bana dichrin, we have to look as if after the two kids are going to collect their mother's ksuba, this one's going to collect her mother's ksuba, his mother's ksuba was $1,000. The other kid's mother's ksuba was $500. After they're going to collect this $1,500, there still has to be some kaka, some land left over. That's from Shimon Shita. The Yerusha has to take place on land, and if there's not going to be any land left over, even though there's a lot of money left over still, there's still utensils, that's not enough. According to Reb Shimon, that the Rabbanan said, there has to be money left over after the kids divide up their mother's ksuba, that there has to be something left over to make a Yerusha on, the Yerusha has to be on kaka. If there's still kaka left over, good, then each kid takes his mother's ksuba. But if there's not going to be any kaka left over, then we do not have a loch of ksubas bana dichrin. That's this mission, that's the yisoid. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, explains it also. What's going to be lezu elef? One mother's ksuba was worth $1,000. Or lezu chomesh mayis. And the second mother's ksuba is worth $500. And each wife had kids. So there's one kid wants to collect his mother's ksuba of $1,000, and the second kid wants to collect his mother's of $500. So it depends. Im yesha moisa dinner, if there's more money than $1,500, there's like a dinner more than that, then we say true, elu noitlen ksuba siman, the kid that he takes over his mother's ksuba of $1,000 first gets $1,000. V'yelu noitlen ksuba siman, then the second kid gets his mother's $500. And then what's left over, the extra dinner, that they divide up equally. That there still has to be a din Yerusha, some money left over, that the kids divide up equally. V'yim lav, let's say if the kids will take the money, there's only $1,500, there won't be a penny left over. Then we say the kids can't take the ksubas of their mother, but rather yachloka v'shava. Then we say the $1,500 that the father left over, the two kids now, the two boys, they're both his sons, they yashin equally. Each one gets $750. Where it says pshita. But us it's pshita, what's going to be merubin? At the time when the father died, he had property that was worth a lot. Again, the ksubas, the two mothers' ksubas together was worth $1,500. One mother's ksuba was $1,000. She brought in with a big present when she first came in, $1,000. And the second wife only brought in $500. So what's going to be at the time the father died, his land was worth $1,600. At that time was worth a lot. So if you go bust at the time when the father died, true, the two kids, each one takes his mother's ksuba, and there's still going to be $100 left over to make Yerusha. But for the smile too, 10 days later, by the time they went to Bezin to make the Chaluka, prices went down, and now the land is not worth anymore, or it's only worth exactly $1,500. So what do we do now? At the time when they go to make the extra Chaluka, there's not going to be enough money to left over to make Yerusha. So Gemara says, so what? So Gemara says, Kva Zochu Ben Yorshim. No, we go blessed the way it was at the time the second the father died. That's when Yerusha takes place. As soon as the father dies, that's when the kids, Yarshin, take over their father's property. So as soon as the father's died, at that time his property was worth $1,600. So we look as if one kid got $1,000, the other kid got $500, and the next $100 is divided equally. So we look as if there was a Yerusha that took place. That's Pshita. What's going to be the other way? Let's say Muatan. At the time when the father died, the property was only worth exactly $1,500. So the way it is right now, we don't say Ksubas Bona Dicherin. Now, if the kid that has less money gains on the deal, he has a right to say, listen, if we're going to divide the money, you $1,000, me $500, there's nothing left over to make Yerusha on. So therefore, the Rabbanan did not make Ksubas Bona Dicherin. Therefore, the kid that only gets $500 gains on the deal, and says, listen, we have to divide equally. But for this Rabu, what happened was a week later, by the time they actually went down to divide the karka, the property was worth more. At the time they went down to divide, now it's worth $1,600. So what do we say? Do we say now, no, we do make Subas Bona Dichrin, because there will be $100 left over? Or else, no, go bust the Shasta, Mises Hav, at that time, they were both Zeiche equally with the money. So how do we look at it? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here, bring your proof. The property of this person, the Vei Bar Titzer, Muatim, was the case that when the father died, there was an exactly $1,500 worth over, left over, that's all. So therefore, at the time of the Yerusha, we should not say, Ksubas Bona Dichrin, there won't be any extra money left over to make the Yerusha. But for this Rabu, a week later, by the time the kids really went to divide up the property, it was worth more already. Heavy, that was the case. The Yosla came with Rav Amram. They went in front of Rav Amram. Omer Rav Amram said, "Zil faisinu." You should know, "Go be faisin" means let the one take his mother's ksuba. That there should be a dinik ksuba's bana dichrin. "Zil faisinu" means go pay the son. Rashi's liyorshay ksuba segadela. That the son that is supposed to get $1,000, go give him back some money. You took $750. You don't deserve it. He has a right now to get his ksuba's bana dichrin. So Marcel Layaskachu, the son didn't listen. His Amalu, he said, "In life I see, so if you don't listen, give back the money to him. Machina luchu, I'm going to hit you. Bisilula deloy mavra, doma. With a thorn that doesn't make you bleed." So Rashi says, really, Mitzal, put you b'shamta, put you b'nidri. I'll give you a curse. That was the Maisa. But what happened later was, Shadrin l'kaim of the Rav Nachman. They sent this case in front of Rav Nachman. Omal and Rav Nachman said, Tishem Shem Rubin Venisamatu, just like in the first case, where when the father died, there was $1,600 worth of property. She's telling me then we go bust at the time the father died. And therefore we say there is a Ksubas Bona Dichrin. Because there was Yerusha at that time, even though later got worth less, still you